I bring you greetings from my church, from all of our wonderful people here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Katitipan salam ti Gereja Abdi kanggo saderek ti sakabeh jamaah nu luar biasa di Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We are honored to be with you.
Asa munang kahormatan aya sasarengan.
And I realize that you are all over the world.
Budi sadar abdi aya di sakuliah dunya.
In many different cultures.
Dan segala budaya nu beda.
And you speak different languages.
Haritana oge beda basana.
Yet we are one.
Sanajan urang teh satunggal.
Because we know him.
Antaran wano kanjeuna.
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Gusti urang Yesus Kristus.
And though I do not yet see your face.
Sanajan abdi can nempo rarai saderek.
The days will come.
Bakal datang mangsana.
When we will spend many hours.
Dimana loba waktuna.
Speaking of this moment.
Nyaritakeun masalah ieu.
Celebrating our Lord together.
Arara Gusti babarengan.
And I am here today.
Abdi aya di dieu poe ieu.
To help you win souls.
Mantuan saderek menangkeun jiwa.
And to strengthen the believer.
Jeung nguatkeun nu percaya.
We do it with the word of God.
Lakukeunana ku dawuhan Gusti.
So I turn your heart to the book of Matthew.
Ayeuna mawah teh saderek ka kitab Matius.
And to the 10th chapter.
Dina pasal ka 10.
Today I want to talk to you about the laws of hospitality.
Waya abdi nyarita perkara hukum karamah tamahan.
It is so very important to understand spiritual laws.
Penting pisan ngarti hukum rohani.
God rules the world with spiritual laws.
Pemerintah dunia ku hukum rohani.
The natural laws that we see
hukum alam nu ku urang katiri
are only a picture of the spiritual laws.
Ansaukur gambaran ti hukum rohani.
These natural laws allow us to live.
Hukum alam ieu ngantep hirup urang.
There is the law of gravity.
Aya hukum daya tarik bumi.
It is unchanging.
Ieu terobah.
If you jump off the ground,
mun urang luncat,
you will fall back to the earth.
Urang bakal murag.
If you do it 100 times, you will come down 100 times. Kalau
100 kali, murag naoge 100 kali.
There is no danger.
Ieu bahaya.
Of you jumping into the sky.
Lamun luncat ka langit.
There is no danger of me jumping into the sky.
Teu bahaya keur luncat ka langit.
As you can see.
Saperti nu katempo.
So you see, we are governed by laws.
Kaderek ngarasa diperintah ku hukum.
Spiritual laws.
Hukum rohani.
They bring blessing.
Mawa berkah.
If we obey them.
Lamun urang satia.
They bring cursing if we don't.
Meunang sapa mun teu satia.
So the study of the Bible is a study of the laws of God.
Hiji pengajaran hukum Gusti.
That we might learn how he thinks.
Meureun kumaha diajarna anjeunna ngemut.
If we learn the way that he thinks.
Mun urang diajar kumaha Yesus ngemut.
Then we learn to know his person.
Urang kudu wanoh kapribadina.
I turn you to Matthew 10 and 40.
Urang nempo Matius 10 ayat 40.
Jesus said, "He that receives you receives me."
Dewanana sing sanu narima mane eta teh narima kami.
And he that receives me receives him that sent me.
Sing sanu narima kami eta teh nu narima mantena nu ngutus kami.
He is speaking here about the law of hospitality.
Mantena nuju nyarioskeun hukum karamah tamahan.
He tells us that it's very important that we receive the messengers of the gospel.
Anjeunna masian terang kacida pentingna narima utusan Injil.
He tells us that if we receive the messenger,
mantena masih terang lamun urang narima utusan eta,
then we are receiving the person who sent him.
Wajeng narima pribadi nu ngutusna.
If we reject the messenger,
lamun urang nolak utusan eta,
then we are rejecting the one who sent him.
Urang ge keur nolak anu ngutus anjeunna.
I learned this lesson the hard way when I was young.
Abdi naliti pesenan ku cara nu sulit waktu keur ngora.
It happened on a day when I was 12 years old.
Kejadian ieu teh umur 12 tahun.
I was at my school.
Abdi aya di sakola.
And it was a rainy day.
Hujan.
We could not play outside.
Abdi teu bisa ulin di luar.
But we had some time for a break.
Daya waktu keureureuh.
It was after our lunch.
Ieu sanggeus dahar beurang.
I had eaten my lunch.
Abdi geus dahar.
And I had put away my trash.
Abdi malangkeun runtahna.
And I went to the place.
Abdi init ka tempat.
Where all of my friends were.
Di mana babaturan aya.
It was a large auditorium.
Teh hiji aulan wega.
And there were only a few seats left.
Aya sababaraha kursi sisa.
Where my friends were sitting.
Di mana babaturan keur dariuk.
There was just one seat for me.
Hiji kursi kada abdi.
I jumped into the seat.
Abdi luncat diuk dina kursi.
And I began to laugh with my friends.
Abdi seri jeung babaturan.
One of the school teachers went into the lunchroom.
Guru asup ka ruangan makan.
He saw some paper sacks that had not been thrown away.
Empok kantong-kantong kertas ngalaya.
He asked the students who were there, whose sacks are these?
Dinaros ka murid-murid-muridinya, kantong urut saha anu dipiceun?
And someone said that sack belonged to Willie George.
Urang nyarita runtahna Willie George.
The teacher sent a student after me.
Guru ngutus murid manggihan abdi.
The student came as a messenger.
Murid teh salaku utusan.
He said the teacher wants to see you.
Omongna guru hayang papangge jeung maneh.
I did not believe the student.
Abdi teu percaya.
I thought that he wanted my seat.
Kiraan teh maneh teh ngalindih kursi.
That he wanted to sit with my friends.
Rek diuk jeung babaturan.
So I laughed at him and I did not go.
Abdi nyinsirikeun bari teu init.
He went back to the teacher.
Manehna balik deui nepungan guru.
And he said, Willie George will not come.
Omongna Willie George teu daekeun.
The teacher said, you go back.
Mung guru, manehna ka dieu kitu.
You tell Willie George, I said he'd better come now.
Omongkeun ka Willie George leuwih hade datang ayeuna.
The student came back again.
Murid teh balik deui.
He gave me the word of the teacher.
Manehna nepikeun pesan guru.
I did not believe it.
Abdi teu percaya.
I rejected the message.
Abdi nolak.
The student told me that I would be in trouble.
Murid teh mere nyaho yen abdi aya dina kasulitan.
I thought that he only wanted my seat.
Pikiran abdi ngan rek ngarebut bangku.
I did not receive him.
Abdi teu narima manehna.
He turned and went away.
Manehna balik deui.
A few minutes later, the teacher himself came.
Guru sorangan nu datang.
He said, come here to me.
Taritana, ka dieu.
I was in trouble.
Abdi ngalaman kasulitan.
I rejected the messenger.
Abdi nolak utusan teh.
And I rejected the one who sent him.
Abdi nolak jalma nu diutus ka mana.
I was in trouble that day.
Abdi ngalaman kasulitan poe eta.
So Jesus told us the same thing.
Jadi Yesus mere nyaho urang hal nu sarua.
He said, if you reject my messenger.
Jawahanana lamun maneh nolak utusan kami.
You reject me.
Maneh nolak kami.
He is telling us not to be hurt.
Manehna keur mere nyaho supaya ulah nyeri hate.
When people reject our message,
jalma nolak pesanan urang,
do not take it personally.
Ulah nyeri hate.
He said if they reject your message,
jawanana lamun manehna nolak pesan maneh,
they have not rejected you.
Lain nolak maneh.
They've rejected me.
Tapi nolak kami.
Sometimes we are hurt.
Sakapeung urang nyeri hate.
When people reject our message,
waktu jalma nolak warta ti urang,
we must always keep in mind.
Ingatkeun bae.
We are sent by the Lord.
Urang teh diutus ku Gusti.
It's His message.
Eta pesananana.
Now He is telling us to receive the messenger.
Antena keur masian terang ka urang keur narima utusan.
And then He tells us about their rewards.
Antena masian terang buruhanana.
He turns us to verse 41.
Anjeuna mawa urang kana ayat 41.
He that receives a prophet.
Pingsan narima hiji nabi.
In the name of a prophet.
Eta nabi.
Shall receive a prophet's reward.
Sarta narima buruhan nabi.
In the Bible we have a story about this.
Dina Alkitab urang boga carita ieu.
There is a woman who received a prophet.
Aya jawe nu narima saurang nabi.
And she showed him hospitality.
Manehna nuduhkeun karamah kamahanana.
For this she was given a prophet's reward.
Tu kituna manehna dibere buruhan nabi.
So I turn you to the book of the Old Testament.
Abdi mawa saderek kana perjanjian lawas.
Called 2 Kings.
Nu disebut dua raja-raja.
Chapter 4.
Pasal 4.
And we read about a woman who received a prophet.
Urang maca perkara hiji awewe nu narima nabi.
It fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem. Verse 8, 2 Kings chapter 4.
Kejadian ieu teh waktu Elisa angkat ka Shunem. Ayat 8, dua raja-raja pasal 4.
There was a noble woman and she constrained him to eat bread.
Jadinya ayah jawabnya beunghar anu ngondang dahar.
And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in there to eat bread.
Beberapa kali manehna di jalan eureun dahar heula.
The woman was showing hospitality.
Awewe teh keur nuduhkeun karamahan.
It was her honor to receive this righteous man.
Meunang kahormatan narima nu bener.
In the days of Israel, it was important to show hospitality.
Jaman urang Israel, penting sikap ramah.
this woman had the means to receive the prophet.
Awewe maksudna keur narima nabi.
So she invited him into her home.
Manehna ngondang ka imahna.
She did not know in the beginning
mimitina teu nyahun
that he was a prophet of God.
Anjeunna teh nabi Allah.
And he did not tell her. In verse 9, she said to her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is a holy man of God. There was something about his way, about his manner, that she could see he was a holy man of God. Now that she knows he is a prophet, she realizes he is a special representative of the Lord. She said, I will treat him with extra care. So she said to her husband, let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall.
Manehna nyarita ka salakina urang nyeun hiji kamar leutik di luhur nu bilikna ku batu.
This put the room at the best place in the house.
Kamar teh ayana di tempat nu hade jero imah.
The rooms on the wall were ones to be desired.
Kamar nu bilikna batu dipikara sep jalma.
It had great sunlight.
Caloba cahaya panon poe.
And good ventilation.
Ventilasina hade.
It was the best room in the house.
Ya kamar nu hade di imah eta.
And she said, let us set for them there, him there, a bed, a table, and a stool, and a candlestick.
Omongna, urang teundeunan ranjang, meja, korsi, jeung kandil.
So she furnished the room.
Dilengkepan imah teh ku parabot.
With everything that he could need.
Segala nu dibutuhkeun ku nabi.
And she said, when he comes to our city, we will let him stay here.
Awewe teh nyarita, waktu nabi datang ka kota urang, ku urang ajak ngendong di dieu.
And so the day came that he came to stay in her house.
Itu nepi ka waktuna nabi teh sumping jeung meuting di mana.
And the prophet was impressed with her hospitality.
Nabi teh kaingat karamahna.
He turned to a servant and said, call this woman to me.
Nanjeun ngalieu ka gandekna sarta nyarita sina ka dieu awewe sunem.
And she came and she stood before the door of the house.
Terus datang nangtung hareupeun panto.
As though she was a guest.
Kawas tamu.
This is her home.
Ieu pan imahna.
But she showed respect to the prophet.
Tapi panghormatna ka nabi.
And now he said to his servant.
Anjeunna nyarita ka bujangna.
What does this woman want?
Naon kudu dipegawe keur manehna?
Would she like for me to speak to the king on her behalf?
Nah kudu nyarita ka raja keur manehna?
Would she like to dwell in the palace?
Daekeun cicing di karaton.
And the woman said, oh no, I'm very content to stay where I am.
Eta nyarita, ah abdi mah, sugema bareng baraya abdi.
So the prophet said, what is to be done for her?
Nabi teh nyarios, hayang naon atuh.
She has given something good to the prophet.
Manehna geus mere nu hade ka eta nabi.
She has shown him hospitality.
Manehna ramah tamah.
Not because of who he is,
lain lantaran saha-saha,
but because of who he represents.
Tapi lantaran anjeunna ngawakilkeun.
She is showing him honor.
Anjeunna ngajenan.
Because he represents God.
Lantaran anjeunna wakil Allah.
He knows this.
Manehna terangeun ieu.
And as a representative of God,
jeung salaku wakil Allah,
he will be used of God.
Anjeunna dipake ku Allah.
To give her a reward.
Mereka manehna buruhan.
The servant knew something about the woman.
Gandekna mah terangeun hal awewe teh.
He knew that she had no children.
Terangeun teu boga budak.
So he said to her,
nabi nyarios ka manehna.
You will have a son.
Maneh bakal boga budak lalaki.
The woman was
awewe teh heran.
Was surprised.
Yeuh leuwih tibatan nu diharep.
It was more than she expected.
Manehna nyarita ka nabi.
She said to the prophet,
ulah juragan abdi Allah.
Oh, please don't lie to me.
Ulah ngabohongan.
But the prophet said, you shall have a son.
Nabi, ayeuna oge.
At this time next year.
Taun hareup.
According to the time of life.
Maneh bakal ngagandong budak lalaki.
And the words of the prophet.
Terusan nabi teh.
Came to pass.
Dina kanan.
The woman received a prophet.
Awewe teh narima nabi.
In the name of a prophet.
Dina ngaran nabi.
And now she receives a prophet's reward.
Ayeuna oge narima buruhan nabi.
In the Old Testament,
in a perjanjian lawas,
ordinary believers could not use the gifts of the Spirit.
Jelema percaya teu bisa ngagunakeun karunia roh.
The prophets were the only ones who operated in God's miracle power.
Para nabi nu tiasa ngoperasikeun kawasa mujizat Allah.
It would take a miracle from a prophet to heal this woman.
Perlu hiji mujizat jeung nabi pikeun nyageurkeun awewe eta.
There was something wrong with her body.
Aya nu kurang beres dina badana.
Perhaps she did not have the organs that she needed.
Meureun aya organ nu teu aya anu dibutuhkeun.
In which case it would take the working of miracles.
Ku kituna perlu mujizat.
To create something in her.
Nyiptakeun nu perlu dina badan.
So that she could have a child.
Nepikeun ka boga budak.
It might be that her organs were sick.
Meureun aya nu gering organ badana.
In which case she needed healing.
Dina kasus ieu merlukeun kawarasan.
Therefore the prophet could operate in the gifts of healings.
Kulantaran kitu nabi bisa ngoperasikeun karunia kawarasan.
In either case it would take a miracle.
Dina hal sajen perlu mujizat.
For the woman to have a baby.
Baya awewe teh boga orok.
This was the prophet's reward.
Eta buruhan nabi.
She showed hospitality to a prophet.
Manehna darah deh ka nabi.
And the prophet gave her a reward.
Nabi oge masihan buruhanana.
This is very important in the Bible.
Eta penting pisan dina Alkitab.
Hospitality was very important to God's people.
Ramah-tamah teh penting ke umat Allah.
God put himself in the form of a man.
Allah nyimpen dirina dina rupa saurang manusia.
To speak with his friend Abraham.
Dikenyarios ka sobatna Ibrahim.
And when Abraham saw him coming.
Tapi Ibrahim terang mantena sumping.
He ordered that a meal be prepared.
Manena miwarang nyayagi kendaren.
He gave God his very best.
Manena masihan Gusti nu pangadena.
He fed him wonderfully.
Dahareun nu istimewa.
And on that day God blessed Abraham.
Dina poe eta kene Gusti ngaberkahan.
We read these stories again and again.
Abdi maca caritana ieu sababaraha kali.
That the people of God.
Yen umat Allah.
Gave food.
Masihan tuangan.
They gave shelter.
Maranehanana mere tempat nyelindung.
And care to the prophets.
Harta malira nabi-nabi.
And when they did this thing.
Waktu maranehanana ngalakukan ieu.
It always brought a great blessing upon them.
Talawasna ngadatangkeun berkah gede.
It was the first response of the people.
Yete respon nu mimiti jalma rea.
They wanted to make the angels something to eat.
Maranehayangnyeun malaikat anu bisa didahar.
They were trained to show hospitality.
Maranehna dilatih supaya ramah.
When the angel came to the parents of Samson.
Waktu malaikat datang ka kolotna Samson.
They told him, the angel told them that they would have
malaikat
a son.
Malaikat masihan terang manehna bakal boga budak lalaki.
That he would be a mighty man of God.
Nu bakal jadi nazir Allah.
They wanted to make a meal for the angel.
Maranehna sahagian dahareun keur malaikat.
They understood the importance of hospitality.
Maranehna ngarti pentingna ramah.
So Jesus tells us that if we receive a prophet,
Yesus masihan terang lamun urang narima nabi,
we will receive a prophet's reward.
Urang bakal narima buruhan nabi.
I have seen this to be true in my own ministry.
Abdi terang ieu teh kajadian pelayanan abdi.
I sometimes travel to churches to speak.
Kapeung sok ngini khotbah di gereja-gereja.
There are churches who are very happy to see me.
Aya gereja nu senang ka abdi.
They are prepared for me before I come.
Manehna sahagian samemeh abdi datang.
They prepare a nice place to stay.
Nyagikeun pamonokan nu alus.
They prepare good food to eat.
Nyadiakeun dahareun nu ngeunah.
They want my mind to be free of natural things.
Manehna mikahayang pikiran abdi bebas tina ngurus hal duniawi.
So I can concentrate on the most important things of life.
Jadi abdi bisa musatkeun kana hal anu penting dina kahirupan.
It releases something in me.
Jeung ngalepaskeun hal dina diri abdi.
So that I can speak with a powerful anointing.
Nepi ka abdi bisa nyarita ku urapan nu pinuh kawasa.
I go to churches where they have prayed before I come.
Geus ka gereja maranehanana geus ngadoa sameh abdi datang.
They ask God to use me in a mighty way.
Gusti make abdi sacara luar biasa.
And it releases great power in me.
Ieu ngalupaskeun kuasa gede dina diri.
The anointing is stronger.
Urapan leuwih kuat.
Because they know something of the law of hospitality.
Nanehna geus nyaho hal hukum nu ramah.
There are some churches I've gone to, it is not this way.
Aya sabuaraha gereja nu teu saperti kitu nu dikunjungi.
They did not pray for the meeting.
Maranehna teu ngadoakeun seminar.
They did not prepare.
Teu sayagi.
They did not care if I was fed.
Teu mikiran dahareun abdi.
They did not care about my place to stay.
Teu mikiran keur pamondokan.
And when I spoke,
waktu abdi nyarita,
the anointing was not as strong.
Urapan kurang kuat.
Because they did not release the law.
Lantaran maranehna teu ngaleupaskeun hukum eta.
It has nothing to do with it.
Gaya anu dilakukeun jeung abdi.
It has to do with the Lord.
Yeu kudu jeung Gusti.
He sees when we are honored.
Katempuan waktu abdi diajanan.
As his representatives.
Salaku wakil-wakilna.
It is important that we learn hospitality.
Penting perlu diajaran mah.
Now let us go back to the words of Jesus.
Hayu urang balik deui ka carios Yesus.
In Matthew chapter 10.
Dina Matius pasal 10.
He tells us that we must receive the prophet.
Antana masian terang urang kudu narima nabi.
In the name of a prophet.
Di jero panjenengan nabi.
Then he says we must receive a righteous man.
Terus dicarioskeun deui urang kudu narima jalma bener.
In the name of a righteous man.
Jero panjenengan jalma bener.
And we'll receive a righteous man's reward.
Urang narima buruhan jalma bener.
I have learned to do this in my church.
Ieu tos dilakukeun di gereja abdi.
I dismiss all of the visitors who come to my church.
Abdi ngumpulkeun nu datang di gereja abdi.
Before anyone else can leave the church.
Tameme aya nu indit di gereja.
We take these people to a room of honor.
Nu dikumpulkeun teh dibawa ka hiji tempat kehormatan.
And there is food prepared.
Dinya dahareun geus sayagi.
We meet these people.
Abdi mendakan maranehna.
We show them great hospitality.
Abdi ramah tamah.
We tell them that we're very glad that they came.
Di masian terang abdi bunga ku kasumpingan anak.
We treat them as though they're very special.
Di layanan seperti tamu istimewa.
They say, I like this church.
Abdi resep ke gereja ieu.
They treated me kindly.
Ngalayanan anak hadepisan.
We teach our people.
Abdi ngajarkan ke babaturan.
To watch for visitors.
Supaya merhatikan sarumping.
To welcome everyone warmly.
Papageun ku kasonoan.
To help them find their way.
Kenulungan manggihan jalan.
We show them to their seats.
Dinyumanggakeun calik.
We help them with their children.
Kenulungan maranehna anak jeung barudakna.
We give special care to the older people.
Aya perhatian khusus keur nu karolot.
We honor them as we would honor our parents.
Dipihormat saperti kakolot abdi.
We have set a special room aside just for them.
Aya tempat anu khusus.
Is a place where they stay before the service.
Kerenungguan samemeh ibadah.
We prepare some food.
Dahareun disayagikeun.
And we let them know that we're glad.
Abdi maranyaho abdi kacida senangna.
That they came before us.
Manehna datang samemeh abdi.
That they worked hard before us.
Manehna geus digawe samemeh abdi.
We honor these older people.
Abdi ngajenan kanu karolot.
For this reason.
Alasanana.
Many people choose to come to my church.
Loba nu milih ka gereja abdi.
They get into the church.
Manehna asup ka gereja.
They become workers.
Manehna jadi pelayan.
They pay their tithes.
Mere perpuluhan.
They support the work of the ministry.
Ngadukung pagawean pelayanan.
We receive righteous men.
Abdi narima jalma bener.
And we get a righteous man's reward.
Abdi menang buruhan jalma bener.
We receive a prophet.
Abdi narima nabi.
We get a prophet's reward.
Menang buruhan nabi.
This is the law of hospitality.
Ieu hukum karamah tamahan.
The prophet is able to pay us back with a spiritual reward.
Nabi bisa mayar ku buruh rani.
Through the anointing of his calling.
Ngaliwatan urapan sarta panggupaina.
The righteous person is able to pay us back through his gifts.
Jalma bener mayarna ku ngaliwatan karunia.
Through his work and through his offerings.
Ngaliwatan pagawenanna jeung persembahanna.
There is another group of people.
Aya kelompok sejen.
That Jesus tells us to receive.
Nu disaur ku Yesus urang tarima.
So I turn your attention to verse 42.
Tingali ayat 42.
Matthew chapter 10.
Matius pasal 10.
Whosoever shall give to drink.
Ingsa anu mere caitis.
One of these little ones, a cup of cold water.
Kacangkir bae ka saurang budak leutik.
Only in the name of a disciple.
Manehna teh murid kami.
I say unto you.
Kami nyarita ka maneh.
he shall in no wise lose his reward. There are many people who understand giving to the prophet. And there are others who understand giving to the righteous man. So many people do not understand the importance of blessing the children. They look at the children with nothing to give. Children do not have lots of money. They do not have lots of influence. They do not know the mayor of the city. The chief of police does not listen to them. The president does not ask their opinion. So people look at the children as though they have nothing. And this is a big mistake. The children have greater influence than all. Jesus said that when you give to a child, you cannot lose your reward. Even if it's a cup of cold water, there is a great reward for this. In our church, we have many nurseries. And there are workers who go to watch the babies. It means that they do not get to come into the main service. They are very unselfish. They watch the babies of other people. So that other people can hear the word of God. Many people do not esteem this highly. But these people are very brilliant. They know that it's very important to the Lord. He said that he would give you a reward even for giving children a cold drink. So can you imagine how great a reward will be given to that one who has to change that dirty diaper? Jesus sees every good thing we do for the little children. There will be children's workers in heaven who have a reward that the great preachers of history will not have. The Apostle Paul will not have this reward. This reward will not go to Reinhard Bonnke, to T.L.
Osborne,
to Billy Graham. This reward is for those who work with the little children. When we enter their mansion in heaven, there on the wall will be a great big golden diaper that has a scripture on it. And Jesus will give them honor for changing the diapers in the name of the Lord. You see, he sees every little thing that we do. He tells us then that hospitality is important. Even to little children. So I turn you to the book of Matthew
18.
Where we will read verse 5. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, and whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me.
Budak kami, manena narima kami.
Jesus said, when you receive one of these little ones,
Yesus waktu saderek narima budak letik ieu,
who cannot pay you back,
mal bisa malas budi.
They have no money.
Teu bogaan duit.
They have no influence.
Teu bogaan pangaruh.
They do not have the power of a prophet.
Teu bogaan kawasa nabi.
Jesus said, I will have to pay you.
Tapi Yesus nyarios kami nu mayarna kamarana.
I am a pastor.
Abdi teh pangangon.
I like to invite famous preachers to my church.
Kondang nu hot bakal masuk ka gereja.
It puts my church on the map.
Yeunyeun gereja aya dina peta.
It makes people want to come to my church.
Yeunyeun jalma rayang datang.
It is the same with every preacher.
Karwa bae saban nu khotbah.
We like to have the best preachers come to speak for us.
Urang resep ngondang nu khotbah nu hade datang ngobrol.
And it's true in every country of the world.
Benar unggal nagara oge sadunya.
When I was in Peru.
Waktu abdi aya di Peru.
The preachers all wanted me to come to their church.
Kami nu khotbah mikayang abdi datang kana gerejana.
When I was in Africa.
Waktu aya di Afrika.
All the preachers wanted me to come to their
churches.
It's the same in China. It's the same in India.
Di India.
It's the same in Europe.
Di Eropa.
In every country of the world.
Di unggal negara di dunia.
Pastors want to have
para pangangon hayang undang
anointed men and women of God
lalaki jeung awewe nu diurapan
to come and speak in their churches.
Datang sarta khotbah di gerejana.
And I have some good news.
Abdi gaduh sabeberapa waktos bae.
You can have Jesus in your church.
Kaderek bisa gaduh Yesus di gereja.
Every Sunday.
Unggal Minggu.
He can come into your church.
Mantena bisa sumping ka gereja saderek.
And bless you greatly.
Sarta ngaberkahan loba.
And yet he comes with a disguise.
Ajan kita mantena sumping kunyamar.
He is dressed as a 5-year-old boy.
Mantena dibaju seperti budak lalaki umur 5 tahun.
As a 12-year-old girl.
Seperti budak awewe umur 12 tahun.
You have to look carefully.
Sadarek kudu sinteliti nempona.
You might be fooled.
Sadarek meureun katipu.
He is there in the children.
Mantena ngancik dina diri barudak.
He said that if you receive
mantena
them,
nyarios, lamun mane narima maranehna,
you have received me.
Eta teh narima kami.
So it is important.
Jadi penting
that we not miss this opportunity.
Urang mah kaleungitan kasempetan.
When we reach the people,
waktu urang meunangkeun raja mah,
who cannot pay us back,
nu teu bisa malas budi,
the Lord has to pay us for them.
Gusti nu baris malasna.
And his rewards are better than any man's.
Jeung buruhanana leuwih hade ti buruhan ti manusa.
So I encourage you this day.
Jadi abdi ngadorong saderek ayeuna.
To make an investment.
Ngalakukeun investasi.
In reaching the children.
Dina meunangkeun barudak.
And those people who cannot repay you.
Jeung jalma anu teu bisa malas budi.
Let me show you this principle again.
Dinan abdi bade nuduhkeun prinsip ieu deui.
It will be found in Luke's Gospel, the 14th chapter.
Ieu bakal kapanggih dina Injil Lukas pasal 14.
There our Lord is talking about a feast and a supper.
Yesus nuju nyarios hal hiji pesta dituang wengi.
He is talking about inviting friends.
Nyarioskeun hal ngondang babaturan.
When we make a feast and a supper,
lamun urang ngayakeun pesta ku tuang wengi,
we want to do it for someone who can do the same for us.
Urang bakal ngondang anu bisa ngabales ondangan urang.
Jesus told us not to do this.
Yesus nyarios ulah ngalakukeun kitu.
This is what he said in Luke 14:12.
Ieu aya dina Lukas 14 ayat 12.
When you make a dinner or a supper, call not your friends.
Lamun maneh ngayakeun suguhan beurang atau peuting ulah rek ngundang sobat-sobat.
Nor your kinsmen, nor your rich neighbors.
Atau saderek, atau keluarga, atau tetangga nu beunghar.
Lest they bid you again and recompense be made you.
Lantaran ngabalesna bakal ngundang deui ku kitu na maneh geus meunang balesanana.
He said, but when you make a feast, call the poor and the maimed, the lame and the blind.
Mantena tapi lamun maneh ngayakeun suguhan ondang teh nu miskin, nu cacat, nu lumpuh sarta nu lolo.
And he says, and you shall be blessed.
Mantena manehna bakal bagja.
For they cannot pay you back.
Sabab manehna teu beukeun naon keur malesna.
So you shall be recompensed at the resurrection of the just.
Sabab nu bakal malesna mah poénana dihudangkeun jalma bener.
Here is the principle.
Ieu prinsip teh.
When you bless a person who is hurting,
waktu saderek ngaberkahan anu raeut hate,
who is not in a position to help you,
manehna teu cicing dina posisi rek mantuan,
Jesus said he will pay.
Yesus nyarios mantena nu baris mayar.
On their account.
Nu maranehna.
The blessing of Jesus is far greater.
Berkah Yesus jauh leuwih gede.
Than any man can bless you with.
Ibatan berkah manusia nu mana bae.
A few years ago I was contacted by a seller of property.
Sabubara taun nu kaliwat, aya nu nepungan hiji marketing property.
He said, I have a good deal of property near your church. And he said, I need to sell it right away.
Abdi perlu ngajual gancang.
I told him that I did not have the money to buy his property.
Abdi merenyaho, abdi teu boga duit keur meulina.
He said, you do not understand.
Mungna bapak teu ngarti.
He said, I want to sell this property desperately.
Abdi bener pisan rekan jualna.
And he said, I want you to have it.
Jawabna abdi hayang bapak mibandana.
He said, offer me a price.
Mungna tawarkeun bae ka harga.
Even if it is ridiculous.
Malasana jan jauh ti pasaran.
And I will consider.
Abdi bakal mempertimbangkeunana.
I went to pray.
Abdi teu perlu ngadoa.
I asked the Lord what he would have me do.
Abdi naros ka Gusti naon kudu ku abdi dilakukeun.
He said, offer him this price.
Saurna tawarkeun harga sakieu.
It was far less.
Ieu jauh leuwih murah.
Than what the property was worth.
Harga lahan.
It was ridiculous.
Ieu lucu.
But the Lord said to me,
tapi Gusti nyarios ka abdi.
Offer him
tawarkeun bae.
This amount of money.
Jumlah duit nu aya.
And he will take it.
Sarta manehna bakal narima.
So I offered him the money.
Jadi abdi nawarkeun duit sakitu.
He took the deal.
Manehna satuju.
I had this big piece of property.
Abdi boga lahan nu lega.
I did not know what I would need it for.
Abdi teu tahu keur naon.
As time passed on.
Geus sabeberapa waktu.
We began a ministry to our teenagers.
Abdi ngamimitian pelayanan pikeun para rumaja.
It began to grow. It grew beyond my wildest expectation. And soon thousands of teenagers began to come to my church. I needed a place to take them. And the Lord spoke to my heart. This is why I have given you this land. It is for the young people. And when the young people come to your church, they do not bring a big offering. They do not have much resource. They do not know the president. Nor the chief of police. They have very little influence. So I will have to pay you back. On their account. He said, it is why I gave you this land at such a good price. It is the law of hospitality. When we receive those who cannot pay us back, God takes it up on their account. Now we must learn what it is to receive a child.
Jadi orang kudu diajar kumaha narima barudak.
It is important that we think like a child.
Penting pikiran orang seperti barudak.
When we reach the children, we must use lots of color.
Waktu orang menangkeun barudak, orang kudu make loba warna.
Many of the churches are very boring in the way that they teach children.
Loba gereja nu ngajar barudak teu cara anu ngabosenkeun.
The things that they use are not very colorful.
Barang-barang anu digunakeun kurang ngawarnaan.
We need to make our children's ministry exciting.
Urang perlu nyieun pelayanan barudak anu nyenangkeun.
If we have a room, it should be painted with bright colors.
Urang boga hiji tempat sakuduna dicet warna-warni.
God believes in color.
Gusti percaya kana warna.
He made a blue sky.
Mantena ngadamel langit biru.
Green grass.
Jukut hejo.
Brown trees.
Sangkal coklat.
He loves so much color.
Mantena resepeun loba warna.
That he made people in color.
Napi ka mantena nyiptakeun manusia rupa-rupa kulitna.
And so you see we should use color in teaching children.
Jadi sadaya sakuduna urang make warna dina ngajar budak.
It is receiving them.
Ieu narima maranehanana.
With something special.
Hiji perkara istimewa.
Letting them know.
Keun bae nyarahoeun.
That we were ready for them.
Urang kudu sayagi keur maranehanana.
You see you can have Jesus in your church.
Sadayak bisa mibanda Yesus di gereja.
Every Sunday,
Saban Minggu,
by receiving the children,
kunarima barudak.
We need to understand how a child thinks.
Urang perlu ngarti kumaha pikiran budak.
He does not have a long attention span.
Perhatianana teu bisa lila.
He listens for a short while.
Manehna bisa ngabandungan sakeudeung bae.
Then he becomes distracted.
Terus perhatianana pindah.
That is not a sin.
Ieu teh lain ngan hiji dosa.
It is the way children are.
Barudak memang kitu.
It is the way you were
kadarek oge kitu
when you were a child.
Waktu leutik keneh.
I realize that many of you have not been a child for a long, long time.
Di sadar waktu di antara saderek di sila teu jadi barudak.
30 years.
30 tahun.
40 years.
40 tahun.
50 years.
50 tahun.
Long time ago.
Geus sila pisan.
But you were the same way.
Tapi tingkah laku saderek sami.
So we must learn to reach the children.
Jadi orang kudu diajar menangkeun barudak.
Where they are.
Di mana ayeuna maranehna.
And for how they think now.
Kumaha maranehna mikir ayeuna.
This is the law.
Ieu teh hukum.
Of hospitality.
Karamah tamahan.
It is not bribery.
Lain nyogok.
To show honor.
Pikeun diajenan.
To those that we want to reach.
Maranehna teh nu rek dimeunangkeun.
Bribery is a payment to do wrong.
Cogokan teh bayaran pikeun ngalakukeun salah.
When we show kindness to those that we want to reach,
waktu urang nuduhkeun kahadean kanuarek dimenangkeun,
it is exactly what our Lord did for us.
Ieu saperti Gusti ngadamel keur urang.
He tells us that he gives us rewards.
Antena masan terang urang bakal dibayar.
If we overcome.
Mun urang nguasaan.
He promised a diamond.
Mantena nyayagikeun berlian.
In the book of Revelation.
Dina kitab Wahyu.
A white stone.
Dina batu bodas.
He promises a crown.
Mantena ngajadikeun hiji mahkota.
He promises wonderful clothing.
Mantena ngajanjikeun angguan endah.
These are incentives.
Aya insentif-insentif.
For us to succeed.
Supaya urang hasil.
For us to stay true to him.
Urang supaya tetep bener di payunanana.
It is not bribery.
Ieu lain sogokan.
It is his kindness to us.
Ieu kasanana keur urang.
We must learn to show kindness.
Urang kudu diajar nuduhkeun kahadean.
To the people that we want to reach. And this is the way. That we show hospitality. To a little child. And when we do. It is hospitality to Jesus. My church is one of the biggest churches in all of America. And I give God the glory.
Abdi mereka muliaan ka Gusti.
It is because I have practiced this law.
Lantaran abdi mraktekkeun hukum ieu.
I have learned to receive the little ones.
Abdi geus dibayar narima barudak leutik.
And God has blessed me greatly.
Ditos ngaberkahan loba pisan.
It is the law of hospitality.
Ieu teh hukum karamah-tamahan.
And I want to pray for you now.
Abdi bade ngadoa kanggo saderek.
That you accept this truth.
Yen saderek nampi kayaktian.
And walk in this knowledge.
Yang maju dina pangertian.
Receiving little children.
Narima barudak leutik.
Will help you to grow.
Ngabantuan pikeun tumuwuh.
And bring great blessing on your ministry.
Sarta mah berkah gede bikeun pelayanan.
My Lord and Heavenly Father.
Gusti sareng Bapa Surgawi.
I come in the name of Jesus.
Abdi dongkap di lebet nami Yesus.
I ask that this truth be made real.
Abdi nyuhunkeun kayaktian ieu nu nyata.
To the heart of these precious listeners.
Kana hate anu ngadalangkeun nu mulia.
No matter where they may be.
Mangsa bodoh di mana maranehanna.
There is no difference.
Panginten aya nu teu aya bentena.
The laws of God work the same.
Hukum Allah tetep didamel.
In every part of the earth.
Di unggal bagian bumi ieu.
This is not an American truth.
Ieu sanes sidik kayaktian Amerika.
It was spoken before there was an America.
Ieu dicaroskeun sameme Amerika aya.
This is the Bible.
Ieu teh Alkitab.
It is the unchanging word of God.
Ieu teh dawuhan Gusti nu teu robih.
For China.
Keur Cina.
For India.
Keur India.
For South America.
Amerika Kidul.
For Africa.
Keur Afrika.
For every kindred and tongue.
Keur unggal kulawarga nu leutah.
For every nation.
Keur unggal nagara.
Help us to honor our children.
Tulungan abdi pikeun ngajenan barudak.
And to receive them.
Sarta narimana.
That we may receive.
Maranehna nepi ka ditarima.
The greatness of your blessing.
Kahebatan berkah anjeun.
I ask it in Jesus' name.
Abdi ngarepkeun di lebet nami Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.